Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how much worse can it get? I don't even have to explain this phrase to you because you all have experienced it. We all have those typical bad days where everything goes wrong. You set your alarm, it doesn't go off. You go to start your car during this winter season, and the car battery is dead. Or maybe this morning you went to start your snow plow, and maybe it didn't work. You get to school and realize you didn't do an assignment. Or you get to work and you realize that you have so much more to do than you weren't expecting. You order lunch, and the order comes back wrong. You come home and realize something needs to be fixed or replaced. And the only thing that you can look forward to is lying down in bed and trying to get a good night rest. And that doesn't even happen. And so you say to yourself, how much worse can it get before it gets better? But do we ever look at the world and think this same way? Do we ever look at the world and think, how much worse can it get before things will get better? And when you look at what Jesus says here, he tells us that ultimately things are not going to get better in this world. Things are only going to become worse and worse. But he doesn't say this to terrify us. He doesn't say this to make us become worried or afraid. He says these things so that we will look to him and look forward to the day when he comes, for Jesus makes everything better. Jesus says there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Jesus is speaking these words while he and his disciples are on the Mount of Olives. From the Mount of Olives, you can clearly see the temple. And that's what the disciples were looking at. And they marveled at how beautiful the temple was and just how massive it really was. But then Jesus says to them, as for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. The disciples asked Jesus when exactly these things are going to happen and what will be the signs that point to it. And Jesus doesn't exactly tell them when it is going to happen. But he tells them that it's going to happen soon and therefore they need to be prepared. And then Jesus transitions from talking about the destruction of the temple to talking about the end of the world. And once again, Jesus doesn't tell us exactly when it's going to happen. But he tells us that it's going to happen soon. And so he tells us to be prepared, and he points to us various signs that tell us that the end of the world is near. One of those signs is Jesus who said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Ever since the fall into sin, there have always been wars and rumors of wars, but doesn't it seem like it's getting worse in our world? Some of you grew up in the height of the Cold War. And so there was always that fear of what Russia or Cuba or China was going to do. And nowadays there can be the fear of North Korea with its missiles, the things happening in the Middle East, or once again, Russia and what they may do. You do get the sense that these wars and rumors of wars are getting worse. But that's not the only sign that Jesus points to. He also says, there will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places. Once again, since the fall into sin, There have always been natural disasters, but doesn't it seem like things are getting worse and worse? You see tsunamis and hurricanes happening more and more regularly, and when they do, they always seem to be worse than the previous one. A few months ago, we had massive amounts of rain that caused flooding and great damage, and just 2 days ago, we had a great earthquake that hit the state of Alaska. It almost seems that with these natural disasters, the earth is almost falling apart. Another sign, Jesus says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Can't we easily just look around and see how the love of most people has grown cold? How things are getting worse and worse? You hear stories of parents abusing their children, and maybe unfortunately you have experienced that as well. You turn on the news and you hear the latest mass shooting that happened in our nation. The things that you used to do when you were younger, trick-or-treating by yourself, hitchhiking with various strangers for a ride, leaving your doors unlocked at night without any fear, is something that we just can't do anymore. Because we know what people have done in the past, and we know what people can do. You get the sense that people just don't really care about others anymore, and their love for people have gone cold. One more sign that Jesus gives is this: they will lay hands on you and persecute you. All men will hate you because of me. And elsewhere in Scripture it says, the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such evil things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. We do live in a day and an age when people no longer want to hear the truth of God's word. They will not put up with it. And why is that? It's because people don't want to be told that what they are doing is wrong. They don't want to have their sins exposed. And therefore, they gather preachers around them who will tell them that what they are doing is not wrong, that it's okay, and that God approves of what they are doing. And when we encounter them with the truth of God's word, they will hate us for what we have to say. And the day may come in our nation when they will lay their hands upon us and even point us to death. But that's not all. Not only is our world condoning these very sinful things, it even congratulates and approves those who are doing these things. Even our world is inventing new ways to sin against God. Things that come so natural to us. Things like a marriage is between one man and one woman, or something as natural as an unborn child is an actual human being, is something that our world has now changed. All the signs are there that the end of the world is coming. We can see that things in this world are not getting better. They're only getting worse. But then Jesus gives us hope. He says, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. We look forward to when Jesus returns. We look to Jesus because he makes everything better. We look forward to when our redemption is drawing near. And when Jesus says that our redemption is drawing near, he is not saying that we are not redeemed. We are. We have been saved by Jesus, our Savior. But at the moment, We haven't received the fullest, the complete fulfillment of our redemption. But when Jesus comes, we will. For on that day, Jesus will remove from this world all wickedness, sin, and danger. Things will not even get better and better. They will become perfect when he returns, because he will establish the new heaven and the new earth for us. Therefore, when things are getting worse in this world, look to Jesus, who will come and who makes everything better. But Jesus doesn't just want us to sit here and wait for his return. He also tells us, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Jesus also wants us to be ready for his return. He wants us to watch and be on our guard and be prepared for when he comes. And how exactly do we do that? How do we make ourselves ready and prepared to stand before the Son of Man? We do that by putting our trust in him and living our lives of repentance. For as we turn to God, repenting of our sins and trusting in Christ as our Savior, God will not condemn us. Rather, he will make us able to stand before him. But are we always ready? Do we make ourselves prepared? Are we always living our lives of repentance? Or are we falling into the traps that Jesus warns about here? Maybe we are falling into that trap of dissipation. And that word dissipation isn't quite a word we use that often anymore, but dissipation means to live a life full of self-indulgence. It means that you do things even when you know they are wrong. You do things even when you know that they won't really help you, but you do it anyway, because that seems to be the only solution in your eyes. Maybe we are falling into the trap of drunkenness, and maybe we excuse it by saying, well, that's what our culture and our state does. Maybe we fall into the trap of drunkenness because it's an easy way to blow off steam and it seems to be fun. Maybe we fall into drunkenness because that's the only solution we can think of that dulls the pain that we are going through. Or maybe we fall into the trap of those anxieties in life. And you become so worried about things that are happening in your life. Worried about the health that you have, worried about the relationships that you have with others, that it leads you down this path of depression, that you can only see things getting worse and worse, and you cannot see anything positive in life. If we are falling into these traps, then this is preventing us from putting our full trust in Jesus and to live our lives of repentance. And if we are in this state when Jesus returns, that day will come like a trap upon us. And on that day, we do not stand a chance. We don't have a prayer to stand before the Son of Man, because dissipation and drunkenness and anxiety is not a solid foundation. And you and I all have to confess that we're not always ready for his return, that we don't always live our lives of repentance, that we don't always put our full and complete trust in him. But once again, there is hope for us. There is hope because Jesus is still speaking these warnings to us, because the second coming hasn't happened yet. And therefore, he tells us to look to him and to trust in what he did in his first coming. In his first coming, Jesus came to this world with all of its sin, rebellion, and wickedness. He came to fulfill what the prophet Jeremiah said. I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. Jesus is the Lord, our righteousness. He never fell into any dissipation, drunkenness, or the anxieties of life. He did everything that was just and right. He stood toe-to-toe, foot-to-foot with every sin and overcame every temptation. He stood toe-to-toe, foot-to-foot with death itself, and he conquered death by his death on the cross. He stood foot-to-foot, toe-to-toe with Satan himself, and by his resurrection, he crushed Satan's head, standing victorious over him. Jesus has made everything better and everything perfect for us and for our salvation. And that victory is ours through faith. For Scripture says, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Through faith in Christ, we stand in God's grace and his forgiveness. Through faith in Christ, we stand in God's peace and love. Through faith in Christ, we can stand justified before the Son of Man when he returns. And so, look to Jesus who makes everything better, for he has done everything for you and your salvation. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when things in this world keep getting worse and worse, when things in your own life get worse and worse, not only as you deal with issues, but also as you see your sin and how you don't always live a life of repentance, do not become timid, worried, or afraid. Do not turn to dissipation, drunkenness, and anxiety, but continue to turn to Jesus who makes everything better. Look up and see your redemption drawing near, when Jesus will remove from this world all danger, sin, and wickedness and establish the new heaven and the new earth for you. And continue to look to Jesus as your Savior, because what he has done for you has saved you so that you can stand before him in the day of judgment. And on that day, he will completely and fully redeem you from sin, death, and the devil forever, as you live in heaven, as he makes everything better for you. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Take now.
You may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.